Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can help decide who made this week's Allstate Good Hands Play of the Game. The nominees: Jordan Cameron on his 81-yard touchdown, Billy Wynn's interception,
Billy,
and Pierre Desir with a big pass breakup from Kelvin Benjamin in the end zone. You can help decide who wins. You can win an autographed pair of gloves from the winning player. Cast your vote right now at ClevelandBrowns.com, and good luck.
Billy.
Got to give the big man some love.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius. All right, so my timeline right now is being flooded with things saying, stop making excuses for Johnny Manziel. Manziel was taken way too early. Farmer swung and missed with the eye test. Multiple people have said eye test. Not even close. See ya. He's failed. You guys have both played in the league with good quarterbacks. You played the league at high levels. In your opinion, is it? Can you say for sure Johnny Manziel is not good? It's over?
No, I can't. I couldn't say that. I mean, everybody's got to get a shot, and you got to get more than one game and a half a game. So you got to get more than six quarters in before the jury's out on you. The guy's a freak athletically. We all know that. If there's a guy in the NFL right now that he reminds me of, it's the guy in Seattle and Russell Wilson. But the difference, the glaring difference is what we've been talking about before the break. It's the professionalism. You don't hear this stuff. You don't hear about Russell going out doing those things. So I think Johnny has every bit of talent that the Russell Wilson has. He's got to figure out how to take the next step. It's not an excuse, but there's no way you could tell me that you're not intrigued by a guy that won the Heisman and he's 21, 22 years old, and he's got that much athletic ability. We've got to figure out how to do it, how to bring the best out in him. And again, it goes back to what he's willing to do to help take that next step himself.
Yeah, I don't agree that we've seen enough of Johnny to make a full-on determination, but there are plenty of what we have seen thus far has created doubt in many people's minds. And then the biggest doubt for me is his size and his durability. I think that's something that's going to come into play. That was a big knock against him. You know, when he got measured at the combine, I couldn't believe how little he was or how short he was. You know, seeing him in the building, you know, standing next to him, it's, you know, you're not blown away by his size. You're not so much either by Brian Hoyer now, but again, having stood next to Philip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers and get a feel of what it's like to be and play against a big physical 6'4", 225-plus-pound quarterback is the prototypical quarterback in the NFL.
Cam Newton, you know, there used to be a
He was impressive physically.
He's
to be
big
on the sideline,
he's
he was
a
real
big
impressive.
Dude. I mean, you could tell the guy's
fast.
Jacked. So let me end it with this with Johnny. You know, you can look at his size, his stature, you know, everything that he's done. I remember there used to be a rap song that used to be played in our weight room when I was here in Cleveland, and it was called On to the Next One. And if Johnny doesn't cut it, he's gone, and that's the reality of the National Football League. So is he done? No, he's not done right now. I think this guy's got something to prove. Let's figure it out. He's got to make that commitment, and if not, the reality of the National Football League, we're on to the next one.
Do you guys think, from even when you guys were playing, that the time frame in terms of how quick people are to judge quarterbacks specifically has compressed significantly?
Yes. Yes. As you were asking the question, it has. And it's the nature with which we live in.
Yeah.
It's you must get everything right. You can't be wrong. And if you are wrong, everybody is extremely critical. And you talk about, you know, all the quarterbacks that we've listed and their first starts, or you look at first seasons, you know, Eli and Peyton and a number of interceptions that they threw and how bad those football teams were. And then it was pieces added around that player and their personal growth as a quarterback and being a pro. And then in some cases, like I said earlier, in reference to Drew Brees, but it's them having the right veteran around them. And I think in this case, you know, Brian with a lot to prove and being from Cleveland and essentially them being in that battle, Johnny didn't have anybody to kind of like,
there was no,
you know, no shoulder to lean on, you know, in regards to growth and what it's like to be a pro. And Johnny was left to learn, you know, as Johnny saw fit, and Johnny doesn't know. So, yes, it has compressed significantly, and I just feel that that's something that is the day and age with which we live in.
We talked about it last week when you talked about Matt Hasselbeck and Andrew Luck. You know, now there's a relationship where there's some nurturing, some mentoring
yeah.
going on, and it shows because Matt's been an all-pro quarterback. He's been to the Super Bowl. Andrew Luck is obviously the next best thing coming up here in the National Football League, and you can see where that mentoring has paid off for Andrew Luck. You know, Matt came in. And Matt, when Matt came into yesterday's game, he actually moved the ball. He was calm, collective, and he was able to orchestrate the offense, even though they didn't play very well.
But even a guy like Andrew Luck had a dreadful game against Dallas.
Yeah, there's no question. But, you know, I go back to my own experiences in the National Football League. My rookie year, there was so much trying to figure things out at the receiver position. You know, I knew my route, but then when the coach said, here, you got four in the box here, this guy comes, you don't look, this guy does come, you do look. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. When the bullets start firing, I mean, that's a really hard thing to do. Now, my second year is when I started to kind of figure it out. I took some advice from a friend of mine. I went in there and I started to do all the things that I'm talking that I hope Johnny does. So I know there's a learning curve. I mean, and there's a maturation process in this league, but the guys that figure it out quick are the guys that are going to succeed.
Yes, they are. Let's go to Mike in Youngstown. Welcome to the show.
Good to listen to you, Nate.
Thank you very much, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Okay, my contention, first of all, I want to congratulate Coach Pettine because he took over a team in transition, and they won seven games. Him and his staff deserve, a shout-out for that.
Yep.
Okay? And then I would like to see them go after Mark Sanchez. He's with the Eagles right now, and I can bring him, and he'd be a perfect fit for our team.
Browns had an opportunity to draft Mark Sanchez when he came out, went to the Jets, went to two AFC championship games with Mike Pettine there in New York. So Mike Pettine knows him well. I think Eagles fans right now would be very upset with the interception he threw that cost them their playoff chances this Sunday. And that's kind of been the knock on him. 10 interceptions already this season for the Sanchez. But they are going to have to bring in a veteran. They're going to have to bring in somebody.
They definitely are. And again, if understanding the free agent class and what I personally would equate to someone that is young.
Mallett?
I would say Mallett, Locker, who will be a free agent from Tennessee. Sanchez is one. And the other one that I look for is maybe Jimmy Clausen. You know, coming, you know, spent time in Carolina, got a start this past weekend for Chicago. I'm looking for someone young with a big upside in the right system that's not going to be overly expensive and has starting experience in the National Football League.
I'd like to see a big guy come in here, too.
So Mallett,
I want to see the guy with that big physical stature that can come in there, kind of set his feet and throw the ball. If we do have the weapons that can get deeper, we do need to kind of squeak that ball through a needle hole. We need that guy that's got the arm, he's got the size, he's got the legs to kind of hunker down in there and just launch that ball.
Well, and also, too, just another point is, and we've said it before, callers have said it before, you look at the other three quarterbacks of the AFC North, you know, big, strong, physical, but also, too, all the teams have the ability to run the football consistently. But when need be, and that rush game is taken away or not particularly a part of your game plan, you can throw the ball 50 times and not have to throw three interceptions and take seven sacks, which is what we see here in Cleveland.
No question about it. Let's get one last caller in really quickly. Actually, we'll take a break now. When we come back, we're going to have Jim Donovan, the voice of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, will be with us at 2 o'clock. We will also be able to get involved with your phone calls again. So hang on. 216-578-0850. We'll go to the top of the hour with Jim Donovan on the Roundtable, presented by Blue Point Grill right after this.